What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking.
What's up, everyone? It's your host, Chris Holmes, as always, as we help you motivate and take it to the next level. And that's what it's all about. Let me just go ahead and call it out. I'm here with my special guest by the name of, and let's go ahead and go down the list.
Charles Woods. You're muted, Ms. Neesey.
I'm sorry. Let's try this again. Monica Nicio, Washington.
And I'm Dr. Denitria Flynn.
And Chip Baker.
On the show as the inspiration and great value to everyone. How did everybody get all together? And I believe it all rooted, especially with relationships and all that. But go ahead and take the role on the mic so the audience know how everything originated.
All right. Today we just want to discuss, you know, we have our book that's coming out in January. January 7th is our launch date. Concrete Connections, we're focused on relationships and the importance of relationships and how they foster a positive difference in our lives. And we use that to foster the positive difference in other people's lives. We just want to take a touch on relationships and address the positivity that the relationships can bring to your life and the lives of others. You're muted, Chris.
I saw one other guest in the back come in. So let me go ahead and give him an opportunity to introduce himself. Let me bring you to the front. Derek, go ahead.
Brother Chris, sorry late to the party. Good to see you doing what you do. And thank you for having us. Brother Chris, it's a pleasure. Charles, Chip, all of you. I see you over there, Niecy. Okay, we're there. And the doctors in the room. My name is Derek Pearson, DP, to people that love me. And I speak of three things pretty frequently, and those are things that are important to me. And when you want to talk about the concrete side of this thing, the connection part of it is in saying these three things the most. Thank you, love you, and well done. And I think the biggest part of being able to be a part of this thing is to continue to spread that thing that connects us. And that's the big part, the real part, which are those three things.
All right, man. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more. So we have all these great, powerful authors right here on this platform, Next Level Thinking. And of course, thank you for the great introduction of yourself. But let's get down to it. Like, what is this story, this book of great inspirations that's going to all entail?
All right. Well, I'm gonna let Chip Baker start off with that.
Who, me?
Yes, sir, you.
Who, me?
Oh, me, man. First, I just want to say, man, thanks, Chris, so much for having us on your platform. Thanks to visionary author Charles Woods, my guy, man, for having me and allow me to be a part in the Concrete Connections. And really, at the end of the day, I think we're all a part of this book, a part of this interview because of Concrete Connections.
Right.
And so if you think about it, all of us are connected in some kind of way via some type of important relationship. And that's the reason that we're here. And so, man, my guy, Woody, we've been a part of some books together, and, you know, a couple of you have been in those books as well. And so, you know, we've created some great bonds and great relationships. You know, we always look out for one another, and this is no different. You know, and so relationships are the bridge to our everlasting impact. And so in order for us to continue to make a huge impact, we have to have those concrete connections in our life, those amazing relationships. And really, that's what got us here.
I agree with 100%. It's all about like who you know, especially in this world today. So great value yes. among those wise words among itself.
That's exactly why I wanted Chip to kind of lead that, because he has a good outlook on that, man. He does. He really does have a good outlook on that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
If I can kind of like throw an alley-oop, I say in basketball terms, like what was each of one of y'all great authors like input of this great masterwork that's coming out pretty soon? That way that people will be like, this author said this, I definitely got to check out this chapter or this segment or this portion of the book.
You want to take that, Dr. Flam?
I knew you were going to do that. sure. So I'm an instructional specialist at a middle school here in Houston, and Mr. Woods, I can't call him Woody, y'all, and I'm gonna have to work on Charles, you know, but he is always Mr. Woods to me. He hired me in that position, and that's how our connection was first put together. But when he asked me to contribute to the book, you know, he talked about relationships and how they impact the lives of others. And that's at the core of what I do day to day in my position. So I asked him, you know, for personal relationships or professional relationships? And he said, pick one. And because being a coach to teachers is, again, at the core of what I do, I focused on fostering positive professional relationships. I read a meme or saw a graphic recently that said, being a good leader starts with having good character. And so my chapter focuses on making sure that we walk the talk, that we try to lead others with. And I think a lot of what you do and what you say, but mainly what you do, shows up in relationships with others, and they want to make sure that you're legit. So before I started in education, this is year 21 for me, I spent about 10 years in banking, and I learned some pretty concrete principles there that I carry with me to this day. I share three of them in my chapter. The first one is professionals behave as they must, not as they feel. And I saw that years ago on a supervisor's desk or something. I'm not sure who to give the credit to for that. But that has stayed with me. And, you know, no matter what situation, you know, we're charged with staying even keel and being the solution, you know, when others may seem to focus on the problem in different situations. So I talk a lot about how I learned that principle and how I apply that day to day. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going ahead and giving you extra credit and roses on everything. Those are very well life lessons that each and every.
Right.
Nisi, you want to add on to that, the question that he asked?
Well, I can just jump in a little bit here. I was just listening to how she was saying she was the coach to the teachers and how the teachers should behave in a certain way. I come in as a chapter speaking a little bit about that, because I was that parent. I was that parent that when teachers go in the lounge, they'd be like, oh God, it's her again. It ain't the child, it's her. It's the mom. She's, oh my God. I was that parent. I can talk about that now. You know, holding my own child back because the educators didn't want to be bothered with me. So she put everything in perspective well. So just to piggyback off of that, you think it's, you know, the parents come in and they don't have an understanding as well. We're trying to understand our child. Some parents are embarrassed. They don't want nobody to know I have a child with all this going on. And you're trying to hide all of that when you really need to be transparent because you're not helping the child. So when she came in saying she was the coach to the teachers, which is very vital. Because you're going to have a parent at that time come in like me. And when you go in the teacher's lounge or go home, you'll be like, oh, my God, it's his mother again. You know, so it helps on how to prepare the teachers for some parents like I used to be.
And I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to also bring it. It's very important to be transparent in a lot of things that we go, especially when it comes to kids, building relationships or any kind of building that we want to do to move forward, because communication and transparency, I think, go hand in hand. If the communication there is not there, there is not going to be, you know, understanding, and we cannot progress further from that. So very key points when you said all that. Very well said.
Thank you.
DP, you want to add to that?
So Charles, you've been the force behind all this, you've seen the machination behind it. The thing mm-hmm. that simplified it for me is a thing that I use in everything that I do, whether it's my radio show, whether it's in coaching coaches or teaching teachers or writing books. Do I have your permission to tell you the truth? And relationships, the concreteness of relationships and connections can be determined by the distance between who you actually are and who you're portraying yourself to be. And in relationships, whether it's a work relationship, a dating relationship or other, there's a bridge that has to be crossed between the beginning part of what you want a person to think versus the real part, which is where you meet in the middle and be authentic. And it's allowing the title of this chapter is Let Them Love You, because the biggest fear that we have is that we will not be loved for who we are. And then so we would then portray who we expect or hope people will love. And that's for it to be real and for it to maneuver in any direction. It has to be an authenticity. It has to have that GPS, right? That question sets the location. Okay, this is where we are currently. Now, where are we trying to go? And then how are we going to get there? So it's location, destination, and direction. And you have to have all three of those things connected, out loud, and constant, and for any connection, whether it be professional, personal, or otherwise, and most importantly, self. Like you've got to be honest with yourself in order for anybody else to actually get to love you. And that's the real part of any of these. My full hope is that people will just simply take that question and use it in their day-to-day life, whether it's dating, work, or otherwise.
All right. I love it.
And I definitely commend you for all those wise words as well, because there's definitely powerful value when it comes to knowing your self-worth. A lot of people, kids, including adults, go through their daily life not understanding their own self-worth, and they're always looking for validation. So I feel like that right there is a huge thing that we can all learn from.
Well, it's that adage. I heard it early in my life that, son, please do not go out and give away your dollar for a dime. And that's fully understanding what your worth is and then trusting that there are people out there, especially the right people, who are going to love you for who you are, as you are, and then they'll help you become what you want to become. But you have to be honest in how you get there.
We can already see bunches of rockets and bombs of value being dropped already. You got Chip over there trying not to smile. No, he wants to smile. As well as everybody else is on this platform. But continue to throw into great value. So, like, what else we got going on?
Chip, you want to add to it?
Yes, sir. I'll jump in there, man. I think, you know, for me, the title of my chapter is Concrete Connections Are Powerful. And, you know, I'm a big reflection, visualized person. And so, you know, if you would just kind of visualize with me, if you can think about, if you can picture a plug, a cord plugged into a plug, right? And you know that, you know, what comes from that plug, but then on the other end, nothing works unless it's connected to the source, right? And so relationships and connections, concrete connections are that source, right? When we are plugged into the source, man, it helps us reach our maximum potential, right? It's powerful because when we're connected, so many great things happen, and we're able to continue to to have that flow of power because we are connected, right? And it's so important to make sure that, you know, kind of like, you know, all, everybody has said, it's important to get over ourselves and know it's not about us, right? It's important to know that, you know, we is better than me, you know, all of those things. And when we can humble ourselves and be vulnerable to truly understand that and live that authentically, kind of like DP said, oh man, watch out, great things happen, you know, hence again, the reason that we're here or how we got here, all of us. So for me, yeah, it's just, you know, concrete connections are powerful. And I tell, like Dr. Flynn, Mr. Woods, we talk about this all the time, how, you know, like every day I'm continuing to be blown away. I mean, every day with the things that the big man is blessing us with. And I'm just, you know, truly grateful living in it and not taking 1 ounce of it for granted. So, man, thank you.
And very, that's stuff as well speaks powerful, because the connections is what makes our reality and what makes life worth living for. Mm-hmm. And the impact, I know you mentioned that a lot of times, the impact that you leave onto other people's lives is so tremendous. And you really don't see it until like that legacy. And then when people are talking about like all the great things, then you know that you planted that seed and did what you needed to do to leave an impact into that person's life, in the classroom, in the coach environment, or just regular conversation as a friend or family member. It really comes down to that. So definitely kudos to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I want to throw about, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, like, throw a kind of quick kind of twist to it. What were some of the challenges that y'all faced while writing this book that also gave value to it as well? Because, you know, that adversity and challenges is what actually molds you to become a better person.
Hey, Chris, hey, Charles, let me take this one. This was... Yeah. I had written.
I knew you had something good to say, DP.
Yeah, man. I had written a chapter that I was all ready to send it to Charles, and then I had basically a just an avalanche of medical episodes, one right behind the other, and was actually in the cardiac unit. And I'm texting Charles like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna still be in the book. Give me a second. Like, let me figure out through all these meds what's going on," right? That's the connection, is that Charles trusted me enough to allow me to go through what I was going through, right? And I had to change my chapter a little because I needed to include being able to communicate with the people who cared about me to say, hey, look, I'm not at my best right now. Like, I'm really going through some stuff. And as people of color, we tend to want to have that facade that we got it all under control, that we're tougher, that we're rougher, that we're able to hold true. And I was at a moment of weakness. So I asked Charles, I was like, hey, man, give me a second. Let me readjust. Let me reset my GPS. And then let me rewrite the article. Let me rewrite the chapter. And I had to add that in, was that I thought back. Think of how many people in your life never really got to love you as you are because they only saw you at your best or your strongest. Right. And I was like, well, wait a minute. I had to communicate to folks, hey, I'm in trouble right now. Like, this is deep. And there was a day where I couldn't really breathe. And your ability to communicate to people requires proximity, right? It requires that. You're present, and you could say to people in short words. In coaching and teaching, we have certain phrases that we use to gather people's attention because we don't have extra words to burn. Well, right. That's what happened. And it just dawned on me that if I didn't have people who had proximity and love around me, I'd have been in worse trouble than I was. Because when you're able to communicate in short bursts, clearly, crisply, and concisely, then you can move forward. And I'm telling you, in this chapter, like I let it off. I had to change my chapter because I wanted to tell people, listen, when they, you know, that meme says, y'all better get you one of these, get you people around you who you can communicate with easily, quickly, concisely. Keep them in your proximity. We talk about the circle. This is a ring. Like I need them close in order to get through what we were getting through. So that was a big part of my chapter.
Well done, well done. And that reminds me of something that we all have heard, that you are a reflection or an average of the people you surround yourself. So I definitely agree with that. If you want to become great, you'll hang around and you affiliate yourself with a tremendous of great people that will push you past your limits and see something that you don't even see within yourself that will actually push you to be great. But if you hang around people who are mediocre or just want to settle for average, stay in their comfort, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, that's what you would get. So very well done.
If I can add to that too, just the way I got pulled into this circle, I guess. I worked with Mr. Woods for, was it 3 years? I think it's about three years.
I think it was 3 years, Dr. Flam, 2-3 years.
And when the first Impact of Influence came out, I think you invited me to the book launch. There was an online book launch, and I didn't know anybody on the platform except for Mr. Woods. And now I know Mr. Baker, Mr. Pearson, you know, everybody who's in this podcast. This is my second podcast, so I know people from that former podcast. And I just remember sitting back in awe after that first book launch and going, man, there's some folks out there who look like me doing it, you know, and I just showed up to support my former principal, you know, and that was, I don't know, a year ago, maybe a while ago. And, you know, and fast forward to the point we're at now, where I'm a contributing author to one of his many publications.
About a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just, you know, connections, like we just said, you know, showing up and making sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are doing great things and seeing the visions that you see for yourself and for others is just, I mean, all of this moment here today is a prime example of that. And I'm honored to be included amongst the number.
Yeah, I'd love to jump in on that too, if you don't mind, Chris and Mr. Woods. You know, I think, you know, I'll just piggyback on that. And I say this all the time, you know, opportunities bring opportunities. And I love how, you know, Dr. Flynn just explained that. And like just how she said she didn't know anybody on the call, but now she's connected. The same thing, vice versa. Like when we did that, I had no clue that it would be this. You know, I had no clue what the, you know, down the road would be. From any of that. But what I do know is that when we have those concrete connections and when we have those quality relationships, you know, I'm going to give you some math people here. So if you're looking at a chart, right on the left, you got have quality relationships. On the bottom, you got find out. Right. And so the more quality relationships you have, okay, the more you're going to find out that greatness is in store for you. Right. And so it's important that we surround ourselves with concrete connections. It's important that we put ourselves in situations that are good things, because from those good things will happen for us. Things that we never even fathom could happen. And I'm gonna just say it again, like I said earlier, like there's so many things, man, that I've been blessed to have, and it's come from just being in a room with this person to learn from. And I'm going there to learn. Like I'm not going there to gain anything. I'm just going there to learn, or, you know, ask somebody a question or go support, you know, my coworker. And I've met other people. So, I mean, when we put ourselves in situations like that, great things happen. And so, yeah, I piggyback, you know, what Dr. Flynn said, because, oh man. And then just, you know, you think about it from this experience, how we will all continue to grow and learn and get better.
I want to jump in too, man, before this dies off. Like, that's why we are here that's why we are here today, you know, because of concrete connections. You know, my man, we've had several conversations when we sit in the locker room. We have several conversations on the phone, but it wasn't until about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when we started talking about this, when you brought the idea of even being in a book to me. And I was like, shoot, it's Chip, man. Our relationship was that tight. You know, the quality of our relationship was that tight that I didn't even have to think about it. I just jumped in. Yeah, I'm in. I'm not a writer. I said, I'll do it. I'll try it. I'm going to get in there. So I am here doing this, and just being a visionary author of this book is because of what Chip brought to me, man. It's about the quality, you know, and that's one thing I talk about too, is it's the quality of your relationships. It's not the quantity. It's not about how many people you know. It's about the people that you know that are quality in your life that you build those solid relationships with. And you help them just as much as they help you propel yourself in a positive direction in life.
He's not lying either. Like I was like, man, you want to think about it? I don't need to think about it. I'm in. Let's go. You know, what you talking about? Let's go, man.
And on. if I can add too, that was the same response I had when Mr. Woods reached out to me. I was like, I didn't know anything about publishing. And he was like, well, this is due by this time. And I'm like, okay. And he was like, let me know if you have any questions. I'm like, I'm good. I trust you. Yes, you know? Nice. So the quality of that connection was, let's go. Like y'all always say.
Great value. Great value. Did you want to add on to that, Monica, as well?
I was just going to say that everything that was just said was very powerful, because that's how I'm connected. And, in this great book here with Charles Wood, and learning the nickname is Woody, I think that's what they said. We kind of spoke briefly, and I was like, I'm sitting up here with a lot of things about my son, and that's how I came up to be in this book. The name of my chapter is A Son Success Driven by Connections. And at first I was like, DP, I had to regroup, and then I didn't want to talk about some things because I didn't want to be transparent about how ugly I was as a learning parent in the unknown. And then I was like, well, you can talk about it now because for the fact that the relationships that I built when they first came out with cameras and they showed me on the camera what I looked like, I looked like, oh my God, it did look like Jason for a minute. So I was like, I'm hopefully looking like Jason and Freddy Krueger. So I wouldn't have been able to build a great relationship to get my son where he needed to be to graduate, to mainstream him, which is hard from special education tracks to regular ed. That's hard. And I had to go back and rebuild myself first, to rebuild the relationship with the medical team and the educators, because I was breaking down so many strong barriers. So the connections that we are building are powerful, but you got to check yourself first so you can be where you need to be with the right people, not the amount of people, just the right people to be successful. And it wasn't just for me. I was harming my son. So that's what I wanted to add.
And thank you for all those great points as well. And I want to even add on to that and give you more roses. As what you just said definitely told all of us that we will forever be a student in the marathon of life, and we will continue to learn. I know a lot of times that we see kids going to school, kindergarten through 12th grade, and then of course we have, going to college and much more. But the learning doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lifelong thing. Parenting, learning about business, financing, skills, and all that, you are constantly learning. And that's what makes you a better person, but also inspire other people as well to grow, get outside their comfort zone, and to continue to dream. And I think I want to definitely lay that on there, because it was somebody's dream to put all this together. It was someone's dream to make connections. It was someone's dream to make relationships. And that's what it's all about on this platform, is building great relationships, seeing Chip Baker with the go get it, and everybody giving great, you know, you want to laugh. Everybody giving great value and telling their stories. And that's what makes it so impacting, because each and last one of us has a purpose.
And that's actually one of the principles in my chapter as well, is never stop learning. Like, nobody shows up having all the answers. And if you come off that way, then you're going to definitely damage some relationships. So we're always learning and growing. And even, you know, there's in the education world, a lot of teachers you might see on social media complain about professional development. You know, they hate going to professional development. And I love it. Mr. Woods can attest to it. He's like, if something is available, sign me up, I'm going. And even if I know the topic, then maybe something I hear can solidify what I already knew. Maybe it can inspire another thought. So we're always learning and learning from each other. It doesn't matter the person's status or rank or position, you know, you can learn from anybody. And that just goes hand in hand with getting to know people and having conversations and talking smack about football and, you know, whatever that may be, like Mr. Woods and I used to do all the time, still do all the time. But just, again, making those connections and making sure that you're tapped into folks and you are open for learning from anyone at any time.
Absolutely. And I want to give everyone.
I think that's the beauty of what we do.
Exactly. And I want to give everyone an opportunity to have their power. So,
say that again, Chris.
I said I want to give an opportunity for each person to have their power moment. And what I mean by that is I want you to leave the audience with something that they can look for when they read y'all's segment or section. So that they can, like, okay, this really relates to me. And I want you to go ahead and take your turn. You know, everybody have their turns and go ahead and go with that, so that if it resonates with someone, and everybody has something that resonates with somebody, so that they can learn from that and be an impact.
You want to start that off, DP?
I can do that. I can do that for you. For me, it's be present. Be present. And that is the constant learning and loving in that moment. The folks that know me know that I track my days. I track my weeks. This is day 22,051 for me in this life. And it's the only one I get. And I make choices based on that. And I celebrate each day in that. And then that requires that I'm present. That means that I'm going to know my location. I'm going to check for the truth, how I got here, who I'm here with, and then what I want to do with it. I want to be able to say first thing in the morning, thank you for this particular day, 22,051. I want to love myself. I want to say love you first thing in the mirror. I want to say love you to those around me. And then at the end of the day, if I've done the previous two things in abundance, authentically, then I can say, well done. And so in this space, I challenge people, I offer to people to say those three things in their own space, in their own way, authentically them. Thank you. Love you. Well done.
You want to add to that, Dr. Flam?
I was going to say, are we going in order? Wow, power moment gave me a little anxiety. I think, and I share a little bit about this in the chapter too, is that there's a lot of talk about matching energies. And, you know, if somebody goes low with you, then go high, and that type conversation. And I touch on that a little bit professionally, but I think we're all challenged with that at times, whether it's personally or professionally, when someone comes to you in a negative manner or in a space that could be disrespectful, you know, what do you do? How do you respond to that? And I always try to, and it is a challenge, but I always try to keep my composure and make sure that I'm showing up in a space that honors my values and my upbringing. It honors my parents. So just because you want to come in and cut a fool or, you know, do whatever in a different situation, I don't have to go there with you. How I carry myself and how I honor my family and, you know, just everyone who's taught me anything about this thing called life. I want to make sure that I'm carrying myself in such a way where I don't match your energy. And I think in a lot of ways, I talk to kids about this all the time, that in that situation, you're given way too much power to someone outside of you to determine how you show up. And nobody has that power over your presence and over the legacy that you leave but you, you know. So I think everybody can relate to that, being in a situation, you know, if someone comes to you adversely, then, you know, how do I respond to that? So I touch a little bit on that as well in my chapter.
I like it. Chip? Oh, Miss Niecy, go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Niecy. I saw you got off mute.
I was just going to say for me relating to my chapter, I would say it's okay to move out of your own way when you're in the unknown. If you don't know, it's okay to ask questions. It is okay to attach yourself to people who are in a winning mindset mode. To continue to stay in lack and the unknown is only going to destroy you. Move out of your way. Get out of your way. And that's what I had to learn in this whole entire process. I was in my own way. Get out of your way. Be transparent. Get around people that can say, okay, let me help you. Oh, I have the answer to this. Attach yourself to that and move out your own way. That's how I was able to get into the learning of many things, of being able to write the IEP. Did not go to school, don't have the education to special education credentials. I'll say that. I was just a mother. I was just a mother wanting the best for my child. When I moved out of the way, the people started coming towards me. I was no longer the miscommunication. I was no longer the barrier breakdown person. They started working with me, and I was able to help my son get the things that he needed because I moved out of my way. So move out your way. If you're in your way, look at yourself and say, I'm in the way. Get out the way so you can do better. Now these people are my friends. They like me. That's it. Oh, boom.
Hey, I was hoping I'd get to go after Miss Niecy so I could give her a boom. 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 Let's go. I think for me, Chris, man, with the power moment, I love how you asked the question. Because that makes me think of action steps, right? Like we can process all day and read and watch videos and do all of those things, have conversations. But I think it's important for us to take actions. And so when you're developing those concrete connections, I think that there's four things that we have to do. I think the first thing, and Dr. Flem hit on this, I almost gave her amen, but I wanted to be respectful. Amen. But you know, I think you have to have those core common principles and what you believe in, and you have to live those out. You know, kind of like she said, you know, I have some things that I'm not going to get out of line. Like I can go there if I need to, but I'm not going to let you make me do. I choose to not do that, right? And so you have to have those core common principles, and you have to live those out. So you have to look within to win. First off. Right. I think the second thing is be a great teammate. And what that means is knowing that it's bigger than you. I kind of hit on that a little bit earlier. Understand that it's we before me. And I think when you strive to do those things, great things happen. You know, we're all a products of a lot of folks loving us. Mm-hmm. Right. And putting us first and taking care of us. And so we know what it feels like to receive that. And when we strive to give it to others, oh man, we just reciprocate and it creates an everlasting ripple effect. I think the third thing is it's important to be open for growth. And what I mean by that is, man, once once we think that we know it all, well, then we just got beat. And that's unacceptable, right? So it's important to make sure that we continue to be, have a growth mindset and be open for growth. And then the last piece is knowing that we can all win, right? And that's a big component, because when you're doing it, it's not me or mine or, oh no, it's us. Let's win. Like, how can I help you? How can I learn from you? You know, what can I help you with that you can learn from me? And then let's win together, right? And so I think in order to develop those concrete connections, those are the four things that we have to do. Come on, Miss Niecy. Boom.
Boom.
I love it, you.
Boom, boom. I was trying to find my boom.
I love it, man.
Woods.
Well, I think, you know, I have a quote that I use in there. It says, nothing is accomplished alone. However, everything can be accomplished through your connections. You know, for us realizing that we don't have to be alone. You know, some of us struggle with thinking I have to do everything by myself, that I can't reach out to people, or I'm trying to, you know, some people think that somebody's going to take something from me if I'm working so hard to do these things. Just to make sure you're building those quality connections and that you are connecting with people that can assist you and help you through life, you know, as well as you can help them also. But I also, like, I live my life through, and Dr. Flynn can attest to this as well, because I used to say it all the time when I was at Kleiner Intermediate, and it's something that I really live by, is think great, do great, be great. And my principles of greatness, you know, when you think about, you know, being great, for me, it's the G is for gratitude, the R is resilience, the E is for energy, the A is for accountability, and the T is for trust, you know. And when we really focus in on our concrete connections now, those, it's two of those traits that are, that really stand out to me, is that energy, what you bring to the teams or others that you surround yourself with. And like Dr. Flynn said, she said, I trusted Mr. Woods when he called me and asked me to be a part of this project, you know, and trust is something that's big, you know. And that's why it's not about the quantity of people that you know or that you are connected with. It's about the quality. So you can really, you know, dig down deep into those traits, that energy, that people are going to bring to you, that positive, knowing that you can only control what you can control. And like Chip said, it's a we, not me piece. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about helping propel us to the next level. And then just trust, you know, when you're talking about trust, having others' best interest at heart, being reliable, being straightforward with your communication, you know, not sugarcoating anything. You're speaking to each other, and you got to tell each other the truth, man. Sometimes the truth hurts, but you got to tell each other the truth, you know. So I really just want people to realize the, you know, that quality of your connections, the connections that you build are solid. Not only are people helping you, you're helping others, you know. Connections are very important for our everyday to day life. One more comment, you know, about this, a village. It takes a village to raise kids. Not only takes a village to raise kids, it takes a village for anyone to progress through this thing called life.
Very well said. Let's go ahead and open the doors of the church this Sunday. Let's pass a collection plate as well. Nah, no, we're joking. But a tremendous amount of value given by each and last one of you. I'm learning stuff. All students in the marathon of life, and that's what it's all about, learning from each other and how we can become even more great, walk into our purpose, learn to love ourselves, and know that we are making an impact even when we think that people are not watching. They actually are. And last but not least, it takes a village to raise a child. So all great inspirational moments, that tremendous amount of value. This podcast itself can be a whole chapter or a book. I know we're just messing with y'all. But before we wrap things up, I want you to take your turn and tell the audience how they can find you so they can follow your progression. And if they have any questions, they can go ahead and ask you directly. So go ahead.
We'll move around. DP, you started off for us.
Well, my name is my brand, and I use it as much as possible, attached to those things. You can look up 93.7 The Ticket in Lincoln, Nebraska, one of the one of 106 Black people in America who own a radio station. So I'm easy to find there. You can check out, there's two TEDx talks on YouTube. You can check them out as well. But my name is my brand pretty much everywhere I am, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Just look for Derek D.P. Pearson, and that's where you'll find me.
I need to do better with my social media presence, evidently. you can just find me on Twitter. It's Dr. Phlegm. It's Dr. D-R underscore Phlegm, P-H-L-E-G-M as in Mary. And I told Mr. Woods, you know, Facebook is kind of for the pictures of my dog and corny jokes here and there. But professionally, Twitter is the space to find me most often.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, really new to Instagram, learning to work that at Monica Niecy Earl Washington. Everything is on there. You also can find me at www.niecysoftandsweet.com. So everything is there. Boom, boom, all I got.
Awesome. My social media is all Chip Baker TSC, as in The Success Chronicles. And I'm on all platforms as that, except for Twitter, and it's Chip Baker 19.
All right. All my social media is under Charles WW. That's platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, IG, Twitter, even TikTok. I don't do too much TikToking, but it's on there as well. But I want to say thank you for having us on your forum this afternoon, man. We appreciate it so much. Thank you to all the authors again for being a part of this project. It is we, not me. I cannot make it without you guys. It is about the connections that we build and the connections that we'll continue to strengthen as the days go by, the years go by. I love and appreciate each and every one of you.
Likewise, thank you.
As we all say, boom. Suppose sound effects.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Thanks again. You can't give too much thanks of like the tremendous amount of value that he would gave in your amount of time, just in a short less than an hour, teaching us of how to be great, tremendous, and be an impact to each other and everyone and anyone that we meet in our lifetime. So definitely thanks. And I can't, the words can't even really describe how much that of value that is. So that's what Next Level Thinking is all about, bring you to the next level as we close things out. It's your host, Chris Holmes, and then we have all these great authors. I'm gonna leave you with a closing thought as a close out. Your only limitation is your mind. Remember that and take it to the next level. Peace.